USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is participating in a virtual G20 summit this weekend to discuss the surges in COVID-19 cases around the globe. A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin after 8 people were injured in a mall shooting near Milwaukee. Mayfair Mall is closed on Saturday following Friday's shooting. Wauwatosa police saying they've cleared and secured the property and are working to process the scene. Chris was just clocking in for work at one of the kiosks in the mall when he heard all the commotion.
All I heard was like pop, 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 like 5 shots. I just see plenty of people coming, like, I just see people like rushing where it's their employees only yet, like customers and stuff like that. Yeah. I grabbed my jacket and I just like jetted out the back door with them because I didn't know what was going on at first. I just came to the morning clock then.
That audio courtesy of WITV Fox 6 in Milwaukee. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
New regulations have been introduced by the Trump administration to lower prices for prescriptions. From the USA Radio News Dallas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
Among the new regulations is the elimination of the middleman called pharmacy benefit managers, who some claim reduce the price of prescriptions, while others say these people are making a fortune. Dr. Merrill Matthews is the resident scholar at the Dallas Area Institute for Policy Innovation.
There are middlemen there who negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies, negotiate big discounts, pass some of those discounts on to consumers and patients, but they keep a lot of that money, and he's trying to get that middleman out of there and pass those savings on to individuals.
When Mr. Trump took office, he said he was going to lower out-of-pocket expenses for Americans.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is in quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 on Friday. The Senate is on Thanksgiving recess next week. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Vice President Mike Pence is throwing his support behind Republican senators in Georgia. Pence making a stop in the Peach State on Friday and called for their reelection to ensure a Republican majority in the Senate. Incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are currently in runoff races against Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Regarding those races in Georgia, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says,
If Chuck Schumer gets his way, if he gets the Senate majority, as we heard on the streets of New York just a couple weekends ago from him, that he plans to change America. I can tell you, having been in Georgia yesterday, the people there don't intend to let Chuck Schumer, quote unquote, take Georgia or to change America, because his kind of change means packing the court, raising your taxes, making Washington, D.C. a state, taking away your health insurance on the job, taking away your gun, giving amnesty to illegal immigrants.
Cotton speaking there on Fox News. A Danish study found that wearing a mask had little effect on whether the wearer contracted the coronavirus. In the study, just over 6,000 adults were divided into two groups, one that wore masks and one that didn't. After a month, 1.8% of people wearing masks had been infected, while 2.1% tested positive in the control group. Copenhagen University Hospital saying in a press release, the study does not confirm the expected halving of the risk of infection for people wearing face masks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.